man trying to learn Sanskrit grammar. Sanskrit grammar in those days takes 12 years to get the degree. Long before that he would be expiring. Then he took pity upon him and then he composed on the spot. He is addressing, it applies to all of us. Bhaja Govindam, worship Govinda. Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja, same thing. Moodhamate means a foolish person. Samprapte Sannihite Kale. When death approaches you, Kala means death. Nahi nahi rakshati dukrum karane. If you are reciting ABCD, is not going to help you. ABCD means what? It's trying to learn grammar, you know. I, you, Uru, like that. It is not going to help you. Then he continues. Dinayaminyav sayam prataha shishira vasantav punarayataha. Dina means daytime. Yamini means night time. Sayam means evening. Prataha means morning. Shishira means autumn season. Vasanta means spring season. Punaha ayata means they come, they go, means they are passing away very fast. Every day you see, since you came here, how many mornings gone, how many evenings gone, yesterday morning gone, yesterday night, evening gone, yesterday daytime gone, night time gone. And when the kalaha kridati, kala means time. Time kridati, it plays, you know, just as when we are playing, we don't remember the time. And when we remember the time, there is no play. Every second, you are looking at the watch. Gachati, meanwhile, what happens? Ayu is, kala passes means, our ayurdaya also is going away. Tadapina munchati, even then, one doesn't give up. Asha vayuhu. You know asha vayu?
Desire.
Vayu means breath. I want to live. It's asha. It's hope. I will be happy today. I am not happy. Tomorrow I will be happy. There is a beautiful verse. I don't remember. One honeybee went to suck the honey from a lotus. And the lotus flower only opens in the morning. Then you see what happened, this went in the evening. And it was so absorbed in sucking the honey that meanwhile the sun set and the lotus closed. But the honeybee was telling, nothing to worry. Soon night passes away and very soon the sun will rise. And very soon the lotus will open, then I will escape. Then ha hanta hanta. So, alas, as it was thinking, an elephant came to drink water in the lake. And then it saw this closed lotus flower. Along with the water, it did Brahmarpana. That is the end of it. So that is our life. When daytime comes, we think we will live it night time. When night time comes, we think tomorrow morning I will get up and do these things. We don't know when the time comes. It is not a song of pathos. It's just to, in Hindu philosophy, it was never a religion of pathos.
Yes.
It is fact. Be aware of it and then do whatever you like. This way you call on God, you do your duties. That's why, as I was explaining, in Hinduism, nothing is condemned. Rihastha ashrama is one of the most wonderful ashramas. And you know, even these sensual pleasures, these Western people say Hinduism is a negative religion. It doesn't emphasize this world happiness. It always, it is absolute nonsense. How many people know how what beautiful curries Indians make? What do they know? What is this fellow's breakfast? What do they know about an Indian breakfast?
Toast,
butter. It's all universal, you know, cereals. You know, is this the way to live? You know, yes, you want to live long, but what for? You know, a fellow is jogging. Why does he jog? He wants to live long time. But to eat the cereal every morning. Sarvagatana used to say, you know what is enjoyment? South Indian breakfast, Bengali lunch, and Punjabi dinner.
Oh my God! Yes! Perfect combination.
Indians know how to enjoy. That is why, you know, Kautilya's Arthashastra, then Vatsyayana's Kama Sutra, highest philosophy, Vedanta philosophy on one side. You know, that is why these some temples have this erotic imagery. Nowhere else in this world you will get those things. Publicly they are, you know, doing it. It's a very strange thing.
Yeah.
And so many Indians also don't ask, why this kind of images on a sacred temple? You say, Puri Jagannath, so holy. It is Konark, so many other. So somebody explained why it is so. Because before you enter into a temple, what are you?
Worldly person.
Where is your sight?
Sensuality.
So as long as you are not spiritual, you won't enter into the temple. Then what will you see? Only these things. But the moment your sight is fixed on God, then you will not look at them. You will only enter. The idea is, unless you leave them behind, you cannot enter inside. This is the symbolism, though it looks very profane on these things. But the point I am trying to make is, this worldly enjoyment, what is called books, scriptures, have been not been produced by the West, they have been produced in the East. And who has to say that India is a pessimistic country, and there's, it was never there. Then what about the purusharthas of Hinduism? Dharma, they mentioned specifically artha and kama. This is your purushartha. But not any type of artha kama, dharma. Then you will enjoy it. Otherwise you can't enjoy. The philosophy is, if a person is not dharmic, he cannot enjoy. He may have everything, but he can't enjoy. Because to enjoy, that mind should be in a proper condition. Then only the moksha will come in the end. After so many births, you will have a desire. But until that time, what are you supposed to do? Enjoy, but in a dharmic way. This is wonderful. So, keep this in mind, but keep also in the mind that time is passing. Life will come to an end, which is a fact. We don't know when it is going to come to an end. If we keep that, then dharma will be practiced. So another Panchatantra, you know, what's called wisdom sayings, that when you are pursuing dharma, pursue it as though that death is chasing you. Because you may not have time. If you postpone, you may never get the chance again. But when you are studying, then think that there is nothing called death. Otherwise, you know, tomorrow morning I am going to die. How do you feel like studying? Yeah, that will not work. So, Shankara is telling, tadapina munchati asha vayuhu. So, this looks like a pessimistic philosophy. It is not pessimistic philosophy. But this asha also means another meaning. Asha means hoping. Hoping means what? Sometime in future. Now you enjoy what you have got. If you live, then you can, you know, hope and enjoy later on. But don't go on postponing, otherwise this Durga Puja will stop. There was a poor man. So his desire, greatest desire was to be able to eat one chicken every day. So every day he was working hard and to be able to accumulate money, stingying himself. And when he reached 60 years of age, he had enough money so that he can buy one chicken every day and eat. But unfortunately, by 60, he became complete Vedanti. So the idea is, you save something for the future, but start enjoying right now. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Hindus believe in rebirths, you see. Punarapi janani jathare shayana. This is staying in the womb of the mother. Every time you are born for 9 months, you have to stay in the womb of the mother. They give graphic description. In this constricted space, and you have to do very strange research also had come. What is called triplets. Mm-hmm. One woman had triplets. Mm. And these young fellows were fighting.
In the womb?
For space.
No.
Yeah, one fellow will kick the other fellow.
Started
there itself. You know, because it's meant only like for one. Now three are there. So there also it started. Iha samsare bahu dustare. This samsara, in this samsara, bahu dustare. Dustare means hard to reach the other side. Because it's compared to a sagara. Kripaya pari pahi murare. Kripaya apari pahi murare. O murari, out of thy compassion, take me across to the other shore.
Maharaj, pahi mane?
Raksha. Chandrashekara chandra pahi mam rakshama. Alternatively it comes. Geyam gita nama sahasra. If you have to sing the nama sahasra. Gita nama sahasram. Giyam Gita nama sahasram. Here Gita means, it doesn't mean not only Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan's name, Shiva sahasranam, Lalita sahasranam, Vishnu sahasranam, any. It means sing the divine names of the Lord. If you have to think about something, then think deeply. Dhyayam Shripati Rupam. It means Narayana's form, God's form, Ajasram. Ajasram means again and again and again.
Oh, Ajasram means?
Again. Sahasravar.
Sahasravar.
1,000 times. Neyam Sajjana Sange Chittam. Always you cultivate the whole, you let your mind have holy company. And if you have to do something, then deyam dina janayacha vittam. You try to do charity, help the poor people. This is the way for mukti, to overcome death. That is the meaning. Kate kanta kaste putraha. Who is your wife? Kanta means wife. Who is your son? Samsaraha ayam ativa vichitraha. This samsara is very, very, what is called confusing, magical. What is magical? Once somebody, who was telling something? One gentleman, he went to his guru. The guru was supposed to be Trikalagna. He knows the past, present and future. So he was talking about many births and past births and all that. So this man had a curiosity. And he asked, who was my wife in my past life, in her past life? The guru said, you wouldn't like to know. He was, no, I would like to know. Then he said, she was your mother. it can happen. Mother can become daughter, or she can become wife. But you see, these relationships are bodily relationships.
Yeah.
What is there? When that body is gone, the mother is no longer there. This is a new body. So these are the things. we don't know. We may be the somebody is born as our greatest, enemy might have born as our son. Yes, last I could not take out on you. Now I will take out on you. Yeah, you know, so many sons. They are the cause of the grief of parents. If they go bad, sometimes here we hear stories. These sons, one fellow went and finished his parents. Some 2-3 cases were there like this. You know, the young fellow, they had plenty of wealth. He was addicted to drugs and other things. They were not, they refused to give money. He finished it. But he was stupid, he was caught. And, you know, then it came out, the story. He wanted money. He will do anything out of desperation. It is Indian history, if you see, you know, children kill their parents, especially Muslim families. All the whole history was like that from the ancient times. So we just don't know who is born in our family, with whom we are coming into contact. Friends may become enemies, enemies may become friends. We just don't know. That is what is called vichitra. Kasyatvam kaha kuta ayataha. To whom do you belong? Who are you? Kutaha ayataha. Where from have you come? Kutaha means where from have you come? Tatvam chintaya tat iha bhrataha, O brother. So give a thought to it. What is the truth? To whom do you belong? There was a beautiful story. Once in a village there were a couple, and they had one child, 4-5 years old, and he died. And he was taken to the crematorium. The whole villagers came, and it was daytime. But the parents were hoping that by some miracle their son would come back to life. So they were not allowing them to burn, cremate. How long the villagers will wait? They have their own work. So they went away. And this fellow still weeping. At about midnight, Narada was passing by. So he was surprised that somebody was sitting and weeping at midnight in a crematorium. He went near and he understood. He consoled them and said, you know, you better cremate and go back home. They recognized him. Fell at his feet. Please bring our son back to life. You have the power. He said, this is the nature of creatures. So you have to follow the rule. But they said, no, Maharshi, you bring him back to life. After long persuasion, he said, yes, I will bring him back to life. I can bring him back, provided he agrees to be with you. He said, oh, how can it not be? After all, he loves us, we love him. So he would definitely like to stay with us. Narada touched the boy, immediately he came back. Yes, the moment he came out, he started, you know, scolding his mother and father, what the hell are you? I was so happy there. Why did you bring to this house? Hell. Then he said, my son, don't you recognize us? We are your parents. We love you very much. Then he said, I had millions of parents. What is so special about you that I have to remember you? I am not going to stay here. Immediately he said, and then went there. But a similar thing happened to Mahapurush Maharaj's disciple. There was one couple, lawyer and his wife. Is there in the first seekers of God, I think, or in his life. So they had 4-5 years old, only son. He died. So they were inconsolable. Especially the mother was inconsolable. And they came, caught hold of Mahapurush Maharaj's feet, and she would not leave his feet. He was telling, my daughter, please get up. This is the nature of samsara. You have to, you know, think of Thakur, then you will get peace. But she won't listen, pagal. Then husband was telling Maharaj, she is about to become mad. Since he died, she was hardly touching any food, and she is going out of her mind. This is my grief, that she may also die. what can I am unable to help her. Then he asked, what do you want? She said, if I can see my son once, then I will be very happy. She didn't ask that he should be brought back to life. Mahapurush Maharaj said, all right, you will see him. He looked at Thakur and then prayed and said, you will see your son. The attendant had become highly skeptical. He said, what is this old man? Has he lost his brains? My fellow is dead. How can they see him again? You know, doubts come even though Mahapurush Maharaj and all the savers. You know, difficult to understand them. They look like ordinary people. So, the mother was assured that she will see her son. She had faith. She was happy. She got up and then went. They took leave and went. And after 1-2 weeks or 3 weeks, again, this time the mother's face was radiating joy. There was not the slightest sign of grief. And they made pranams to Mahapurush Maharaj. And then after some time they took leave. While they were going, the attendant followed them. He asked, what happened to you? You look so happy. Last time when you came, you were about to die. Then she told, one day I was sitting and meditating and I saw my son. He was playing with Lord Krishna. He was so happy. Then she thought, if my son is so happy and he is with Lord Krishna, then why am I to grieve? And ever since, you know, by the grace of Mahaguru, Guru means, you know, Thakur only. See, they won't speak anything other than what Thakur lets them out. So same thing, you know, how many people Thakur consoled, that Jadu Mallik or Shambhu Mani Mallik. His only son died. Yam's only son died. At 1 or 1.5 years before Thakur passed away. You know, he was grief-stricken. His wife was about to go become mad. These things, you know, because of Thakur's grace, so gracious, he told, bring your wife. When he was in Kasipur, he told specially to him, bring your wife and let her be here. Meaning that, you know, and he allowed her to do some service. And that is why she retained her. Even Yam was overwhelmed by the grief. And his other son, he had, I think, 2 or 3 sons. One son, he became gambler.
Die?
Ah.
I didn't know that.
Oh. Yeah, you know, very interesting incident.
Was.
That happened.
Samskara.
Yes. Pulastya's one son became enemy of Rama, another son became devotee of Rama, another son became Kumbhakarna. Yeah, samskara, leela. So, there was this one attendant was there, we don't know who. So, he is recording this incident. One day, Yam told his son, he was about 32 or something like that. If you don't stop this kind of behavior, you better make your own way. You can't stay in this house. So the son went away. And so after some years, 2-3 years, he did not see his son at all. He was staying with his uncle. They allowed him to stay with him because his aunt loved him. And that aunt died. After that, the uncle turned him out. So suddenly one day, it's a haggard-looking man entering into Yam's house. And the attendant did not recognize. Then he had to say, don't you recognize me? Then he recognized. He was not like previous man at all. He said, for the last 3 days, I didn't have anything to eat. Will you please give me some money? Then the attendant felt so compassionate. You know, Yam's own son. He was about to give money. He said, no, let me ask Yam, because without his permission I cannot do anything. So he went up, asked Yam, this is the situation, shall I give the money? Yam said, yes, go and give it to him. But tell him that this is not a donation. He has to return it back within 31 days. So with this condition, the money was given. The man promised he will bring back. He did come back within 30 days and gave back the money. But the attendant, he was feeling puzzled. No, this M's own son, and he didn't have money to eat. And he is telling that if he had money to give, why should he come to beg here? Then he did not give money to his own son, though M was earning money, you know, Kathamrita publication and all that. He was earning what you call, you know, good amount of money, not too much, but more than enough. And that money also he used to use it, one-fourth for Holy Mother, one-fourth for Ramakrishna Mission, one-fourth for his own household, etc. He was like a, you know, yogi. And his own life was so simple, little money would have been sufficient for him. So, this attendant was troubled. I said, why he behaved like this? Then M explained, you see, it is not my money, it is Thakur's money. And if I give to this fellow, he will go and gamble or drink, and then that he should never be done. He is my son or anybody's son. That is a waste of money. And money is not meant to be used like that. That is why I said that he should return it back. Otherwise, simply he will go and spend away the money. See, what a ideal behavior. From outside it looks puzzling. This is my son, I should give something special. Not like that. It is just like any other person. I am not the owner of this money or house or anything. That's why he named it Kathamrita Bhavan. And that he donated now his grandchildren, both of them are unmarried, and they donated to the Belur Mata. After their passing away, it will come back to Belur Mata. Come to Belur Mata. That is the condition.
Wasn't this incident also there that one day M was expounding on Bhagavad Gita, maybe in Banaras?
Yes, I told you that incident. The news of his daughter's passing away came. He lived like that life. Why not? He was the man who recorded Gospel of Ramakrishna. Thakur's grace was there. So why should he live in any other way? How can he live in any other way? And he was an incarnation. He mentioned it as Ganesha. We don't know what purpose he did in the past, what service he did in the past. But Thakur says, I saw you in the company of Chaitanya, Balaram and you like that. So he brings you. You should not rely upon these fellows' teachings. They don't live the life, they only give the teachings. He says, don't depend upon anybody, depend purely on God. And he brings all the fellows with him. Prior arrangement, you know, the whole party he brings. And he, not only that, he also prayed, Ma, give me a rich man. To look after me. That's why I say, if you have a right to pray for a rich man to look after you, and I also have a right to pray for not one rich man, but one in each place. So, Tattvam Chintay Pradeha Prata. Then he says, you know, you have to have equanimity. Shatrav, Mitre, Putre, Bandhav, Ma, Kuru. He says it is printed wrongly. Not Kure, Kuru. Yatnam, Vigraha Sandhav. What is Vigraha?
Vigraha is image.
Vigraha means in quarrel. And sandhav means, you know, when they become
Sandhi,
friends.
Oh,
yeah.
Maitri, Shatrutva, you know, in quarrel and in friendship.
Vigraha is quarrel.
Yeah, in Sanskrit language. One of the meanings of it is vigraha. So, you keep your bhava samachittaha. So, samachitta, samatvam yoga vachyate, sarvatratvam, under all circumstances. Keep that equal vision. This is my enemy, the moment you say, you are bound. If you say, this is my friend, this is my son, you are bound. So then he says, why should I develop this equanimity of vanchasi achirad, not apirad, achirad.
Yeah.
Achirad. Quickly, if you want Vishnutvam, if you want to become Vishnutvam means ayujya or liberation very quickly, then this is the condition. You have to develop this kind of mind.
Somebody gets ayujya, don't they get salokya, samipya as well as salokya?
Depends upon the, you know, contingency.
No contingency.
You know, thereafter, after attaining, you know, salokya, still he has a desire to eat idli sambar. Who can he go sayujya? Sayujya means what, you know? Make your own idli sambar. That's what he means. It depends on the contingency. Okay. Vanchasi achirat yadi vishnutvam. If you desire to attain to liberation very soon, then you will have to develop this bhavachit. The moment one develops equanimity of mind, then he is freed. Because what is bondage? I and mine. That is the bondage. When I and mine is not there, then everybody is everybody's. I am everybody's. Everybody is mine. That is called liberation. Tvayi mayi cha anyatra eko Vishnuhu. Indugala dandaledani sandeha mavalada chakri sarvopagatundani potana bhagavam. That is why he says, tvayi in you, mayi in me, sarvatra, anyatra, everywhere, eko Vishnuhu. It is a beautiful verse, again I don't remember. Vishnu is laughing, Vishnu is weeping, Vishnu is playing, Vishnu is beating, Vishnu is being beaten. Everything is Vishnu only. Everything is God only. Vyartham kupyasi mai asahishnuhu. Why are you unnecessarily getting annoyed with me, asahishnuhu? It is the same Vishnu who is sporting in everybody. Sarvasminnapi pashya atmanam. See the same self in everyone, in everything. Sarvatra utsruja bheda jnanam. Utsruja means give up. Bheda jnanam. This is different, that is different, give up. That's why Thakur, when he attained siddhi in tantric sadhana, then the result was he was seeing the Divine Mother in everything. Then an ordinary green leaf and the sacred tulsi leaf, it appeared to him both exactly the same thing, because we make the difference. But in every thing, there is only the same God is there. That is the siddhi he had attained through Tham. That's why Bhairavi Brahmani used to bring, you know, one day she brought rotten fish, one day she cooked fish in a human skull, another day she brought rotten human flesh, eat it. Just not for sadhana purpose, not eat like that. Nobody can eat because body will not tolerate. Once he said, that day I could not look at it. Then she said, what is there, my son? She's all Divine Mother only. See how I eat? And she ate. She was an expert. Then the Chandi Bhava had possessed him. And he said, I had no difficulty. So Chandi Bhava means knowledge of Chandi. avesha, possession we call you now. If somebody possesses, it is that person's, that spirit which will behave, which will take over us. So, that is possible. But this is to indicate that what is good, what is rotten, everything is the same Lord. How does it work in country? You know, what we think fresh is bad for some creatures. What we think is decomposed, you see, an insect or a worm, for them it is high. If you give fresh one, they will die. You see, the whole thing is getting recycled. David Attenborough was showing, you know, if any animal dies in the forest, you know, the lions will come, the jackals, the hyenas, and they will eat. Each one has different parts to eat. Hyenas, even lions are afraid of hyenas because their jaws are so strong, huge bones, they just crack like this and then eat. And if some creature is dead on the heights of some, then birds will come. And God's wonderful creation he was showing, every bird has a special type of beak. First is come to vultures, a very strong hooked. So because the skin of the animals is so thick, ordinary birds have no way to rip them. They will rip and they will eat some fleshy parts. Then other birds will come. They have got these big beaks and they will enter into the bones and marrow, they suck the marrow. So every part of the body is consumed. Within a few hours, that the whole thing is, with including the feathers and everything.
Feathers too?
Every, you know, it is food. What, which part of the material is not eatable? Is hyenas and other animals, they eat the hide, skin, hair, everything they will eat. And they have got such powerful digestive system, juices, you know, aham vaishvanaro bhutva, or the same vaishvanara is also working. 15th chapter. It is jataragni. Crocodile's jataragni is so powerful. They most rotten, they live in rotten, you know, that scum covered, green scum covered. If anybody touches any creature like us, then immediately they will die of infection. Crocodiles, no cancer, nothing. That is why they are doing research now. Yeah, they never suffer from cancer. That's why they live a long time. Crocodiles are one of the oldest living, they say dinosaurs time. Since that time, the crocodiles are surviving. So, scientists are researching now, what is that which doesn't allow cancer to develop in them. If they can isolate that, they can use it as an anti-cancer. And they are also doing how to stop aging, how to make persons live longer. There are some families in Italy who live 150, 120 years is very common. There is something in their blood, in their genes, which make them live a longer time. So they have identified already. Because only that generation, you know, like Vumshaparamparya, so whichever those genes will enter into them, and they have better resistance to many things. You know, man wants to live a long time like that. Wonderful research is going on, but it is all very, very far away. That's why they don't publish. But specialist magazines like Nature, or New Scientist, now and then they are American, I think, a scientist or something like that. It's a very highly technical magazine. Highly technical. We don't even understand 99% of their words, technical words. It's all wonderful research is going on. So, in the past, our Vedas used to say, common person's Ayurveda is 100 years. That's why we say Satayishman Bhava. But because of our bad habits and food climate change and all that, many people are dying very, very, very soon. So maybe, you know, scientists already the average lifespan has increased tremendously. Many people are living, if not 100, but nearing, you know, 80s, 90s, and they are living. And why can't we imagine that, say, after 30, 40 years, the average lifespan might be 90, 95, 100, barring accidents and killings and other things. Normal human life could be 100 years or even more. Some Japanese live 120 years. One fellow, you know, one journalist was curious, what is the secret of this longevity? So he went to Japanese island, he was interviewing. He went to one old man, he was already 120. What is the secret? He says, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't eat this, I don't eat that and all that. That is the secret of my longevity. Then he went to another fellow, old fellow. What is your secret of your longevity? He said, you know, I eat to my heart's content, I drink to my heart's content, I smoke to my heart's content, I am ever happy, that is my secret. Yeah. Who do you think is living good life?
Second.
No, supposing, you know, these are the two options. Say, two options for living. One option is you don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't do this, you don't do that, you will live 150 years. Another is you drink, eat, smoke, do this and all that, you will only live for 50 years. What would be your option?
50
years. So what is your option?
150 years.
Huh?
150? The first option. Because I don't drink, I don't smoke.
You will regret. You know, you will be alone. Nobody will give you company. You know, this is physicists think this way. Anyway, they are improving, you know. But if you eliminate one disease, another disease will come. Now, heart disease, cancer. These are the, and then so many people are suffering from this romantic pains and all. Young age, we don't see this in the past. We were not seeing these things so much. Nowadays, so many people suffer young age also, especially women after childbirth and all that. Something goes wrong. Oh no, young lady, so devoted. So she was coming. I know her father, mother, they are very devoted people.
In UK, Maharaj?
No, in Detroit. So, outwardly, you know, she is very beautiful looking, young. She has lovely children. And who can guess, for the last 10 years, since probably her first child, she said, I could hardly walk. For 10 or 12 years I suffered like that, she was still.
Wow.
Seeing her outside, nobody can say anything, because she was, now she said, there is no allopathic medicine for this disease. Bones have become very fragile. The slightest to something means bone will break. She said, I could not walk. Very intelligent, but she couldn't go to work because of this. And constant pain. Then she was started taking some homeopathic medicine. She said, now at least I am able to walk for some time. You know how much these people suffer. Even though we are living in the 21st century, there is no remedy for quite a number of diseases. Only we have to put up with it.
The young lady in Houston, just saying, Priya.
She is going to die. Very, I felt very,
she's very. She's in her 30s or something.
Very young, I don't know exactly how much age. Yeah. But you know, such a good girl. She, her mind is nowhere on men or anything. Just comes to the ashrama, sings beautifully, And whenever any Swami comes, every day, morning, evening, she will come.
She does religiously this video recording and all this recording.
She was such a good life. We don't know what is Thakur's will, what she has done in the past. Anyway, from one point of view, because we miss her. From another point of view, who knows, she may be going to have she will be reborn in a better family, she may become whatever, she may become a nun, she may become what, who knows. So, Vyartham Kupyasi Mai Asahishnu, why are you getting angry with me? Because we are all Vishnus only. Sarvasminnapi Pashyatmanam Sarvatra Utsurya Bhedagnanam Guru Charanambuja Nirbhara Bhakta. Be devoted to the lotus feet of your Guru. Then what happens? Samsara Achira Muktaha Bhava. Be free from the samsara sagara. Indriya manasa niyamat evam. If you can control your sense organs and the mind, discipline them, drakshyasi, you will be able to see devam, God, where is he? Nija hridayastham, the God who is within your own. So this is the, there are also other verses. What was the other verse?
No,
you said there is one something extra?
Yeah, that one.
I thought it is not there in the book, it is there. But not in this order.
Yeah.
This one has, the Vivid Bhajan has one more verse, which is Kate, Kanta, Kaste. That one, this, we don't have it in the song book.
Oh, this was prepared by you.
No, Maharaj, I think it is UK
book. In our edition, it is not there.
Yeah, and one more verse.
You can add it. What is there? You just type that one and put it there, if you want. You know, otherwise, this is fine. All right. Let